Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Once a Category 4 storm, now just a tropical storm, Paloma continues to push in the Atlantic. The storm passed over Cuba yesterday and is now set on track to hit the Bahamas tomorrow as a much weaker storm. Cuba got the worst of Hurricane Paloma. The storm was a powerful Category 4 when it slammed ashore. Power and communication lines were downed and many streets were made impassable by floods. Forecasters say a major threat now is flooding and mudslides. Rescue workers near Haiti's capital are still combing through the rubble of a collapsed school. The official death toll currently sits at 84. More than 150 have been injured, but searchers fear there could be as many as 200 others still trapped. Meanwhile, police are questioning the school's owner, but no charges have been filed. To Jerusalem now, where a brawl between more than a dozen monks at a Christian holy site lands two in custody. The fists started flying after a disagreement between the monks from the Greek Orthodox and Armenian denominations. Local police had to be called to break up the fight that left dozens of monks with cuts and bruises. Two monks, one from each side, were detained. No commitment by President-elect Barack Obama on a missile defense program in Eastern Europe. That's according to a senior Obama advisor. The statement comes after claims on the Polish president's website the two had a call on the matter and that Obama said he intended to continue the program. Obama's senior foreign policy advisor denies that claim. He said Obama talked with the Polish president about continuing military and political cooperation and possibly meeting in person sometime soon. Hey, you're going to like this next story. Good news for consumers, less pain at the pump. According to AAA, gas prices have fallen for the 53rd straight day. Prices have fallen around $1.60 since mid-September. So you may ask, why is gas getting so much cheaper? Apparently, it's demand. A survey by MasterCard shows demand down 3.9% last week compared to the same time this time last year. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.